We're Not Leaving is an organisation that is basically sprung up from young people's need to fight for themselves. And I have Ronan Burtonshaw on the line. Good afternoon at this stage now, Ronan. How are things?
Good afternoon.
So We're Not Leaving is it like an umbrella group for a lot of different youth organisations, or is it just a group in its own right?
We're Not Leaving is a campaign. It's a campaign for young workers, students and the unemployed to try to meet the common challenges of the youth crisis in this country at the moment. And we've identified a number of different issues to try to take on: unemployment, forced emigration, precarious work, internships, fee hikes, grant cuts. A lot of issues that are affecting people, whether they are workers, students or out of work. We've had support from trade unions, from student unions, from community organisations and civil society groups. But we're also working with young people who are represented by none of those organisations and who just want, at this stage, to try to articulate a different kind of social vision than one that's being offered to young people in this country at the moment.
There are kind of different situations that young people are presented with, you know, in time, you know, kind of in the economic downturn, that are very unique and very specific to being a young person. I mean, whether that be graduates coming out, you're starting at the bottom, you're trying to work your way up, you're trying to forge yourself a career for yourself or whatever that may be. But I mean, considering the last budget, I mean, young people were kind of stood on because they were young people.
They were, and they were stood on because they're not organised and active. And so what We're Not Leaving is trying to do is to put together a campaign that unites people around issues that are common causes. If young people in this country remain unorganised and not active, but then successive budgets that come down the line for the next 5, 6, 7 years are going to give us the same kind of treatment that we got in this budget, where dole was cut for people under the age of 26 most particularly, but also fees were hiked, costs were introduced, fees were introduced for apprentices, which are going to be very, very difficult for young people who are taking on apprenticeships now, who are already earning sub-minimum wage in their jobs. So I think that the thing we have to learn, and what We're Not Leaving is trying to do, is that young people need to come together, not just in their own silos, whether they be students or workers or the unemployed, but across those different categories as a generation, to say that we won't be made cannon fodder for a crisis we didn't create, and to recognise that the only way to improve things at the moment for young people in this country is to organise and to articulate a social vision that is divergent from the one that the government and business interests in this country want to present us with.
It's interesting that you mention the idea of kind of mobilising young people, because I imagine, and I'll freely admit myself, we get all riled up and then kind of forget about it.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. There's a problem of a lack of organisation wherever young people are, in terms of the organisations that we have are often very top heavy. They're often not very responsive to young people's needs, whether they be trade unions or student unions or civil society organisations or whatever they are. And in singular protests as well, while they're important, often don't do enough. You know, everyone can march on one particular day from point A to point B, and there can be a lot of anger, but then there hasn't been a way to channel that into something more progressive. And that's why we're trying to, this Saturday, put together a Young People's Assembly, which is going to take place from 11 a.m. in Liberty Hall. It's going to run for the whole day, and it's going to have a series of discussion groups where young people can talk about those different issues that we've raised, and try to put together a charter for young people in this country, where we say, here's what we demand as young people in this country. We refuse to simply be told that we are only... job in life, our only role in this society is either to emigrate or to take either no job, or a job with low pay and terrible conditions, or an internship, you know, whatever the case may be, where you're working often without pay for 2 and 3 and 4 years, that we're going to try and fight for a fitting future for young people in this country, where they can be able to develop and also to contribute to society in the way that most people want to.
And this is going to be running all day on Saturday?
This is going to be running all day on Saturday.
Do people have to pre-register interest, or can they just turn up on the day?
No, they don't, but they can find us online if they want to, we're not leaving.com, or on Facebook at We're Not Leaving. It'll be running all day. The registration starts at 11, and then the actual sessions themselves start at 12. And there'll be different topics that we're talking about. So unemployment, obviously there's 30% youth unemployment for 4 years, and we saw the dole cuts that came down the line in the most recent budget. Forced emigration, which we're saying is emigration for economic reasons, which is the kind of emigration that's forcing 80 to 90,000 people out of this country every single year. Precarious work, so a lot of young people on zero-hour contracts, unreliable work or in poor conditions. Obviously what I said then as well about apprenticeships, but a lot of apprentices now are going to find it very hard with those apprentice fees to stay in and get the training that they want. Internship culture, so job bridge, where people are being expected to work for 18 months for €50 a week, often doing 40 hours work or more per week. Fee hikes and grant cuts, so for third level education, those who want to go to third level, it's going to cost €3,000 per year by 2015, and the grant system that's in place to try and help people to get to college is totally inadequate. And then there's two other areas. One is housing, which we know there's a lot of young people are having a real difficulty trying to find accommodation for themselves at the moment. The rents are really, really high, and the quality of accommodation is abysmal. And then mental health, because that's obviously a particularly difficult issue, both important for young people to be able to discuss and important to tie to the crisis that we're in, so we don't just get kind of patronising nods to people about mental health, but we talk about the cuts to services that are making it hard for people. We talk about the reality of, you know, people living in very difficult conditions, struggling with poverty, and the effect that has on your mental health. So we want to make sure that when we talk about mental health, a problem that's affecting a lot of young people, but we don't just talk about it in a bubble and pretend there isn't a massive attack on people's living standards going on at the same time.
And Ronan, just to kind of diverge away from that a little bit, you may have come across the there was a bit of a furore online recently about Generation Y, and that young people now are being put into this generation kind of name of Generation Y, being that we're entitled and we believe that the world owes us something. What do you make of that?
Well, it's an interesting it's an interesting phenomenon. There are obviously generational differences. There's no question about that, and there's something about this generation that is distinct, particularly in terms of things like technology. But if the idea is that this generation is entitled, I think people need to look at the numbers. There's 90,000 people under the age of 25 unemployed in this country.
And I think very recently there was a fabulous picture taken in Croke Park on the day of the All-Ireland football final, and that has the same capacity as that number. And it was to kind of put into perspective, this is actually the number of people. I think the figure they used was, this was the number of people that left the country last year.
Yeah.
And when you see that amount, it's quite frightening.
It is. I mean, there's 400,000 to 500,000, depending where you're looking at the numbers, who've left the country since the start of the crisis, the majority of them young. Despite that, we have 90,000 people under 25 still here and still unemployed. These are people who are now going to be suffering from the dole cuts. So the dole cuts mean that those up to the age of 24 are only going to be entitled to €100 a week. Now, if you look at the increases in transport costs that came through just shortly after the last budget, it's going to cost you about €35 a week without the student card, as those who will be unemployed won't have student cards. €35 a week to get the Dublin bus travel tickets. So that's more than a third of your weekly amount of money that you'll get going on transport alone if you want to get back and forth to job interviews. Now, that's before rent, that's before food, that's before anything else. So €100 a week is not possible really for folks to be living on in any kind of long-term way, and that's what the government wants to give people under 24. And up to 26, you get 144 as well. And these cuts came through targeting young people for no other reason than that they were young. People who are already dealing with forced emigration, precarious work, you know, internships that go on for 18 months without paying you anything. So the idea that this generation is entitled or privileged may have held up in some kind of Celtic Tiger Ireland, but the vast majority of people my age know that the Celtic Tiger is nothing but a distant memory. The reality for young people in this country is actually a crisis, and it's a crisis that they didn't cause, but they're being made to pay for, and that stereotype of Generation Y is well wide of the mark.
I There's a lot of different things that feed into it, but I mean the argument that you put forward there, I mean, is perfectly, it stands up even just on its own. I love the name We're Not Leaving, because even myself, I've had people say, sure, why don't you go to Australia? And it realistically, like, let's look at this with a sense of realism here, it's not the viable option to be told, why don't you just leave the country?
No, it's not. And I think for a lot of young people, you know, we don't want to moralize at people who do go, because the situation is so bad that absolutely people are going to choose to go. And those who do should absolutely have the support of the friends and family, and also all of us who are trying to fight the youth crisis in this country, because they're making a decision that's perfectly legitimate in the conditions. But what we're saying is people shouldn't be forced to go. Young people's role in this society shouldn't be to either stay here for no work or work in terrible conditions, or to be told to get out of the country. I mean, that this is a completely inadequate situation for young people to be facing. And it's very clear, look at the budget, that is what the government has tried to do. The government cut the air travel tax. At the same time, it cut dole for young people. At the same time, it made some forced schemes liable for the contribution charge, which is coming up to €3,000 a year soon, at the same time that they increased Jobbridge in September. The government actually wants young people to emigrate at this stage, and what we're saying is that is not a legitimate response to the youth crisis. And the only way, this is the crucial thing, the only way that young people are going to be able to forge a better future for themselves in this country is if we get active and we get organised, because we are being hit because we are a soft target. That's the reason why young people get hit in successive budgets. That's the reason why we are being cast aside in this crisis, is because we're not active and we're not organised. The only way to find a better future for ourselves in this country is to reverse that. Why we'd invite people to come along on Saturday at 11 if they can.
Do you think, Ronan, that we could actually develop our own brand of the Grey Revolution?
Yeah, well, we were out in solidarity and support with the Senior Citizens Parliament when they were protesting against the cuts to old people, and of course we reject those absolutely as well. But it's important that young people are organised in their own right, and there is no reason, if you look at the history, whether it be the history of youth activism in this country, and we've had a great history of youth activism here, or you look at things like the big student protests a few years ago in Britain, in Canada, you look at, you know, the history of radical movements in Europe and beyond, they were often led by young people. And there's no reason why this generation of young people in Ireland, dealing with the kind of conditions that they are, can't be at the forefront of creating social change. And it is social change that we need. We can't just tinker around the edges and expect this situation, as bad as it is, to be improved. We need broad social change, and young people are going to have to be involved if that's going to happen. So what we need to do is, yes, get active and organised and come along to Young People's Assembly, but also get a bit of confidence back, start talking to people about the problems that we're facing, and trying to not just organise like on Saturday, but doing it in our workplaces, if we're in work, in our communities, and making sure that young people kind of respect the position we have here, which is that we are the generation that's going to decide the course that this country goes. If we stay in our houses and stay quiet while our living standards are attacked, well then the standard of living for people across this country for the next 20, 30 years is going to be pretty abysmal. So what kind of future do we want? Where do we want this? And those are the questions we have to take responsibility for now and organise on.
Very good, Ronan. Ronan, you're from the group We're Not Leaving, and of course, if people are interested in going along, they're registration starting from 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and best of luck with it. And you never know, I might pop in myself, because it's something that I think it's something that's very dear to every young person's heart at this stage. I think we're gone beyond ignoring it.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. All right, that's very good. That's Ronan Burtonshaw here on Northside Today.